Scotland manager Craig Levein. Looking forward to today's game against the Czech Republic. And before that, we had ex-Scotland midfielder John Collins. And joining me in the studio, a former teammate of John, Mike Galloway. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, good morning.
You played together?
Yes, we did. We played for about 3 years at Celtic, yeah, me and me, John.
And you were also a one-time Scottish international footballer, according to my biography here.
Yeah, that's right. I played five under-21s as an overage player, scoring three goals, and I got a full cap against Romania away.
Right. And how does it feel going into an international compared to playing domestically?
That's totally different going into international, because obviously you're playing for your country. Although I always said to everybody is that to play for Celtic was a dream. But going into an international is totally different than playing in a normal game, yeah.
Right, so you've played for a number of the big sides in Scotland. Let's talk about Celtic first. That must have been a real achievement.
Oh, that was fantastic, aye. I started off my career down at Mansfield, and within 5 years I was playing for the best team in the world. And I support them all my life. I'm not one of these guys that say I support them and sign for them. My dad used to take me to the games when I was younger, when I lived in Glasgow. But it was a dream come true. Everybody says it's a dream come true, but this was a dream come true to put the hoops on.
Yeah. I mean, anybody who watches Scottish football from this side of the border looks at the old firm derbies, and they're something else, aren't they? The Celtic Rangers clashes.
Yeah, they are that. They're incredible to play, and I think I played in about 16 of them. On the losing side sometime, on the winning side. But they're quite special. They are the biggest derby in the world, without doubt. Basically, really, it's the only game in Scotland, is Celtic Rangers, because, I mean, I watch some Scottish football on the telly, and it's just sometimes, it just doesn't look right when you watch English games down south, you know?
Yeah. Some nasty surrounding noise on some of last year's Old Firm derbies, wasn't there, with the controversy around the managers?
There was. I found it very hard for Neil Lennon. I know Neil quite well, and I thought it was quite astonishing, to be honest, through the week there, the boy that got off with it, the controversy against Hearts. But he was getting a lot of hate mail and lots of things put through the post and etc, etc. That's not football. That's totally different to football, you know. But he's stuck in. He's a hard little man, and I'm sure he'll do well this year.
Right. So you finished as a footballer, was it the mid-90s, wasn't it?
Yes, I had a car accident in 1995. I just turned 30 in my peak of my career. And I was at Leicester City, just about to sign a four-year contract. So it was quite devastating. But life goes on, I say. And life's good just now, it really is.
Presumably professional football has changed so much in the 15 years since you finished playing.
Yeah, slightly. The film stars now. The money's totally different from when I played. But to be honest, I think that the days when I played, it was more about the passion and wanting to play football. These days, I feel as if like money takes over. We used to get cuts and stitched up and put back on the park. Nowadays, they pull an eyebrow and they're out for 3 weeks.
Yes.
They're on that much money.
And the transfer window this week just seemed crazy.
Oh, it's totally crazy. Nothing like that when I played. Obviously, it was the same kind of thing, but, you know, the last-minute signings and this and that, and it's quite hectic, yeah. It all changed when the Bosman ruling came in. That's when I had my car accident, and it just went all through the sky with it, you know. I thought it would have calmed down a bit, but there seems to be more money going into it.
Fascinating. You're involved with grassroots football in the county, or you have been, because you were manager of Wooler last year. Presumably there you do see the passion still.
Yeah, definitely. It was good to get back involved in it. I managed two junior teams up in Scotland over the last, you know, about 10 years ago and that. And it was good just to get back involved with Wooler. They finished second bottom the season before I started, and then we won the double last year. And all I do is, as a manager, I try to put the passion through them that I had in the game. And it certainly worked with Wooler, because they turned up for training, and we went on and, like you say, won the double. It was really good.
Right, because the difference from the glamour of St James's Park or Hampden Park to Wooler on a wet Saturday afternoon is quite stark, isn't it?
That's very true. I'm not sure about St James's Park, though. No, I'm only joking. My girlfriend, Karen, she's a mad Newcastle supporter, absolute mad. And it's great, because we have a good bit of banter about Celtic and about Newcastle. But yeah, it is a bit different. Obviously, you know, managing a team that you're only getting maybe 20, 30 people coming along to watch, but I still think if you've got the, you know, football in your blood, it never goes away. The passion's always there, the excitement's always there, the adrenaline's always there, and I'm always up on it when it came along to a 2 o'clock kickoff on a Saturday.
Right. I go and watch Alnwick Town play fairly regularly, which is, you know, got that intimacy of being by the touchline and seeing and hearing much more than you can at the big games. And there's a fair bit of sledging going on the pitch, isn't there? I was quite a stand. I mean, I'm not a soccer player from a child, so...
There is a bit of digging going on. I think, to be honest, obviously in the lower leagues, they get away with a little bit more than they would, obviously, in the higher leagues. But it's all good, clean stuff. I've never seen one really bad tackle that was going to maim anybody last year, and it's just the boys want to win, and that's why I try and install into Woola, and it paid off, and I wish them all the very best this year.
So astonishing growth in junior enthusiasm for soccer in the county. I know girls sports, they say it's the fastest growing sport in the country, don't they, but boys as well. I mean, you look at Alnwick Town, you look at Longhorton Rangers, Lowick, you know, burgeoning youth teams. So some great promise, I guess, for grassroots football.
Well, that's right, as long as you keep it going. You know, these days with young kids and with the football side of it, they seem to play a lot more football on the computers and things like that. When I was younger, all we had was a ball and a garage, and we used to just kick the ball against the garage. But it is really good. There's a lot of football going off in the county, and there's a lot of girls' teams getting coming into things too, and I think that's great. I really do. But as long as it keeps it going, and as long as the boys keep going and not decide to do other things, then we might get a few footballers out of the county.
Right. So you just touched on Newcastle United briefly. Obviously not a great fan, but how do you think they'll do?
Well, to be honest, many years ago, 91, 92, Newcastle tried to sign me when I was still at Celtic. But I've got nothing against Newcastle. They're the closest team to me up here. And I've actually got quite close to them in a wee way because of Karen, my girlfriend. I should say, my fiance, yeah, she'll get me wrong. But there you go. So it's really good. And I think Padraig has surprised quite a few people with the results they've had at the start of the season. I do feel as if they need maybe two strikers. And I don't see why they can't do well this year if they keep going with the way they're going.
And I guess those are the transfers that never quite happened this week, weren't they? Everybody was expecting him to buy somebody.
Yeah, me and Cam were watching the dying hours of the transfer window and all that, and just we were hoping to see a striker signing. But I think the boy went to Fulham, which I find very hard, because I mean, if I was going to Fulham or Newcastle and the deal was the same as you were going to get, I think I'd go to Newcastle.
Yeah, because presumably the passion you see in Newcastle must be very similar to what you saw in Glasgow for football.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, the North East teams show that passion. I don't know much about Sunderland, but the passion that the Newcastle supporters show is extremely good. Although they only know a few songs, not compared to Celtic, they know quite a few, you know.
Right. So you've had a number of managers in the past. Sort of pick on one that's particularly inspired you.
I think, to be honest, the guy that inspired me more so was a guy called Alan McDonald. He played for Rangers in Scotland, and he was my manager at Hearts, and he signed me from Halifax, and he was a big inspiration, because he said, as soon as I got in the change room, he sent me down, he says, "You won't be here long," and I'm thinking, am I going back to Halifax?
Yeah.
18 months later, I signed for Celtic. He was a big inspiration, and a lovely, lovely man. Yeah.
So how does it feel on the Edinburgh side of Scottish football, when you obviously Glasgow has got the big teams and the big action? Does it feel the poorer relative?
I couldn't really sort of see that when I first, obviously I've been a supporter, yes, but when I signed for Hearts, we did really well. We split, I mean, we finished second behind Rangers, or behind Celtic. We were in the semi-final of the cup, we got through to the quarter-final of the UEFA Cup. I scored quite a few goals in that. We got beat by Munich, one at home, and got beat 2-1 away. So we went out. We got beat 2-0 away. So went out of the competition. But we had a really, really good year with Hearts. In them days, it was the old stadium, so you had the atmosphere. Yeah. The people was there. I mean, 29,000 when I was at Hearts when I played. So, and they were like the mini firm derby, as they call it, was quite special too. Yeah, but in the old firm, it's just totally different.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I mean, we occasionally hear suggestions that Celtic and Rangers should join the Champions League. I guess the rest of Scottish football would be very worried about that happening.
Well, yeah, if they join the Premiership, it would be a disaster for Scottish football. As in, like, Celtic and Rangers supporters go everywhere, the foul to take thousands to games. I mean, the revenue for the smaller clubs would go down. On the other side of it, it would be really good to see Celtic and Rangers in the Premiership or even in the Championship, just to see how they go on. I don't think they would do badly. Maybe take a bit of time to get used to it, but it would be really good to see, even if they had a British league. But this has been going on for years and years and years. I still don't think it'll happen.
Great. Okay. Well, you're away from football at the moment, very much involved with volunteering with looking after dogs through, is it Shack Safe Home and Kindness?
That's right. Shack's a wonderful charity. I wanted to do some volunteering work, and I had a chance of doing it with the dogs. And obviously I met Stevie that runs it, which does a marvellous job. And it's just an amazing charity. The boy does wonders for dogs that's been badly treated, or stray dogs, or dogs that can't be rehomed. He keeps them and rehomes them. We don't put dogs down, you know. And that's where I met Karen. Yeah. They used to call it, we got slagged off, they call it the Love Shack. But there you go.
Where is it based?
Sorry?
Where is it based?
It's based in Billington. Right. That's where it is. And it is just a wonderful, wonderful charity. We've got a really good squad of workers there now that work voluntary. We rely on donations, and there's loads of sites around about Alnwick and other places for people to give donations for and all that. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful cause.
Great. Well, thanks very much for joining me.